Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue with storms early, then partly cloudy skies mid-50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, lows in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A Kansas meatpacking plant has shut down after five employees there tested positive for the coronavirus amid the continued problems at packing plants in the state and across the country. According to WIBW, the shutdown at the Johnsonville plant in Holton took effect yesterday. Our news partners at Cake TV report Johnsonville said all employees will continue to get paid and downtime will be used to implement even more aggressive safety protocols before reopening. A second employee at the Lansing prison has died due to complications from COVID-19. Department of Corrections Secretary Jeff Zamuda said the man died on Tuesday. Cake TV reports his name has not been released, but Zamuda said he was over the age of 50 and dedicated nearly 20 years to the Kansas Department of Corrections. Another Lansing employee, George Bernie Robert, a 61-year-old former Marine, died on Monday. Three inmates at the prison have died of the virus also. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
Topeka police say a high school student set to graduate this year has been shot to death. Station WIBW reports 18-year-old Johem Meredith was taken to a hospital around 9:30 Tuesday night with critical injuries. He later died from those injuries. Police say he had been shot in the parking lot of White Lakes Plaza Apartments. No arrests had been reported. Police detectives were still developing leads on a suspect. Meredith was a senior at Topeka West High School. His death was Topeka's ninth homicide this year. Kansas farmers expected to bring in a smaller winter wheat crop this year, even though they'll harvest about the same number of acres. The National Ag Statistics Service said this week that this year's Kansas winter wheat crop is forecast at 306 million bushels. That's down 10% from a year ago. The average yield is forecast at 47 bushels per acre, which is actually down 5 bushels per acre from last year. I'm Rick Averett with your Thursday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday, an attorney for a man accused of setting a fire that destroyed a historic church in south central Nebraska wants an evaluation to see if his client is mentally fit to stand trial. The Kearney Hub reports Omaha attorney James Martin Davis of Omaha has asked a judge to order a competency evaluation for 40-year-old Matthew Poehler of Shelton. Poehler has pleaded not guilty in Buffalo County District Court to second-degree arson for the December 11th fire that destroyed Zion North Shelton Lutheran Church. The church, which was built in 1912, sat about 10 miles northwest of Shelton. Officials say more than 200 workers at a northeastern Nebraska pork processing plant have tested positive for COVID-19. A joint news release by Tyson Foods and the Elkhorn Logan Valley Public Health Department says 212 workers have tested positive at the Tyson plant in Madison. 74 of them were asymptomatic. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. Marshall County Sheriff Daniel Hargrave has announced his retirement effective June 1st. Hargrave has been the sheriff of Marshall County for the last 12 years and talks about why he made the decision.
Through the public employees retirement system, you acquire points as you go along. And so with my time at the DOT and as law enforcement, I accumulated my points and was able to retire. Just thought it was a good time, an opportunity to come along and do something else. And I thought, well, it'd be a good time to step back and relax and somebody else take a swing at it.
Hargrave was up for re-election in the fall and talks about why he's not waiting till then.
The opportunity that presented to me working for Fairview Express, be driving a truck, delivering feed, an opportunity I've always had a passion to do. One time I had my own truck before I got back into law enforcement, so I just thought it was good timing and time to move on.
Hargrave expressed his appreciation for the support he has received over the last 12 years.
I really do appreciate everybody in the county for their support over the years, you know, all the citizens, you know, working in the sheriff's office and the people in the state of Kansas. I really do appreciate the time that I spent there.
The Republican Central Committee will now meet to select a recommendation for replacement to fill the unexpired term. He is expected to give the go-ahead to move to Phase 2, loosening restrictions across the state. Marshall County Health Department Administrator Sue Rhodes talks about some of the things that will happen with Phase 2.
We'll see our mass gatherings will be at no more than 30 individuals allowed. The things that will be able to open will be the bars and nightclubs. They want them to function at 50% capacity. And some casinos will open. Education activities and like child care facilities, libraries will open. Swimming pools will open. But the things that are not allowed are going to be those large entertainments. There'll be no fairs yet, no festivals, no parades, and no summer camps.
With things starting to open back up, Rhodes reminds people to remain cautious.
The things to remember is that we need to try to maintain our 6-foot distancing, but also our social distancing. Remember to only go out if you need to. If you want to wear a mask, I would wear a mask. And we highly encourage you to wear a mask if you're out in public or in closer proximity to each other. They're still going to minimize and avoid a non-essential travel. Like, don't go any place you don't need to go. So every phase we go through, we'll be starting to get away from those close gatherings. The numbers will go up. The things that we'll be able to do will go up as long as we all remember that we still need to stay safe and we still need to use social distancing.
Washington County Economic Partnership Director John Bruna says the county is ready for Phase 2 as businesses in that area have obviously been affected like everyone else.
I spoke with probably 10 different restaurants, bar, grill, different types of businesses, and those are kind of the main ones that are affected as they haven't been able to have anybody inside, and they've all taken a big hit. A majority of them right now are trying to like take advantage of the cruise night. They're running different specials that they normally wouldn't have to run or wouldn't run, you know, to try and get people, not necessarily in the door, but curbside pickup. It's not just affecting restaurants, salons. They're still not open yet, so that's completely shut down their business. But every business that I talked to in the county has been affected. Golf courses, mechanics, you know, people aren't driving as much, so mechanics aren't fixing as much. Accounting, banking industry, real estate industry, even construction.
Bruna also said opening things up is going to help.
Hopefully, with Phase 2 opening up, if the governor allows us, restaurants can start to allow more people in their restaurants and salons starting to open up and just people being more willing to shop locally and help our local economy.
Even with liner restrictions, Bruna hopes things continue to move forward and not have to take a step backwards.
The economic partnership, we want everybody to be safe, but we're also in favor of helping everybody do what is necessary. And we feel that opening up our local businesses is necessary. We just have to make sure we take the right precautions so we don't have a second wave.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Kelly.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or 65 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A Liberty, Nebraska farmer died Tuesday afternoon when his utility vehicle struck a semi-truck in Pawnee County. 85-year-old Charles Chuck Thomas was turning off Highway 8 at 609 Avenue when he reportedly collided with the side of a semi driven by a Dodge City man. Chuck Thomas was pronounced dead at the scene as a result of the accident Tuesday, shortly before 2:30 p.m. Funeral services are to be held Monday, 10 a.m. at the Home Farm Liberty, with interment in the Liberty Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends from 2 until 4 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Chuck Thomas. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, baked potato, mixed vegetables, and Watergate salad. Tomorrow, turkey, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and pumpkin pie bar. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
It's blooming madness in May. Stop by the open-air Blue Rapids Greenhouse store along Highway 77 in Blue Rapids and get your hands on vegetables, herbs, and six-packs and flats of annuals for your gardens. Combo baskets and 10-inch hanging baskets make perking up the porch easy. The Blue Rapids Greenhouse thanks you for shopping local and can't wait to see you at the new location on Highway 77.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we still have this low-pressure system pushing across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, and then it looks like this cold front will become stationary across the area as we head into the end of the week with another system moving in across the upper parts of the Midwest. This is going to bring prolonged period of showers and thunderstorms all the way into Saturday night. Finally, it looks like we'll see dry weather as we head into Sunday. Shift in the jet stream will bring us some warmer temperatures as well. We'll see temperatures in the 70s and even warmer as we head into next week. So across the area, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with storms early, partly cloudy overnight in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-May, 73, record high on this date, 88 in 2001. The average low 50 and the record low is 38 in 2004. Sunset this evening 8:35, sunrise in the morning at 6:10. We received a brief round of showers earlier on Wednesday, then with about half an inch overnight at the KNDY studios. Sunshine returns, 64 degrees this hour. Winds are light and variable. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 14th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. A salute to the class of 2020 from Diller Odell High School, from the State Bank of Odell, the Vance Curtis Funeral Home, Cook Trucking, and Southeast Community College.
This is Matt Mesger, the principal at Diller Odell High School. I just wanted to wish our seniors best of luck in their future. They've been through so many tough times and difficulties here in the spring semester, but they've all worked hard and overcome so many things. And we at Diller Odell High School wish them the best of luck. Go Griffin.
Diller Odell seniors include Colton Barnhart, Kylie Barnes, Samantha Clifford, Hadley Curry, Hannah Ebling, Nicholas Engelman, Ashton Humphreys, Haley Jones, Connor Cleakin, Michelle Cleakin, Melina Stolz, Sierra McGinnis, Adrian Newby, Dakota Pingle, Kyle Spitznagel, Emily Swanson, Madison Vatter, Mackenzie Vidosh, Neely Weirs, and Allison Winsbauer. A salute to the class of 2020 from Diller Odell High School, from the State Bank of Odell, the Vance Curtis Funeral Home, Cook Trucking, and Southeast Community College.
No fans? No problem. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It was UFC Fight Night on Wednesday in Jacksonville, Florida. And although there was no crowd, all eyes were on light heavyweights Glover Teixeira and Anthony Smith.
It looked like a punch by Teixeira.
Oh, my goodness.
Smith down face first.
That call from ESPN Plus. Teixeira topped Smith by TKO at 1 minute, 4 seconds of the fifth round. At age 40, Teixeira has won his fourth straight fight, and Smith has lost two of his last three. The XFL is proving it's not going out quietly. Lawyers for the league owner, Vince McMahon, have claimed in court filings that McMahon was justified in firing league chief exec Oliver Luck. They allege that Luck abandoned his duties after the schedule was halted by the coronavirus outbreak. Last month, Luck filed a lawsuit over his April 9th termination, claiming he was wrongfully fired from his role. He is seeking monetary damages. This is ABC Sports. The NCAA announced it has extended indefinitely the deadline for college basketball players to withdraw from the NBA draft and maintain their college eligibility. The previous deadline was June 3rd, but NCAA Senior Vice President of Basketball Dan Gavitt said a new withdrawal date will be set once the NBA determines a timeline for the 2020 pre-draft process. With the NBA expected to make a decision in 2 to 4 weeks about whether to resume the 2019-20 season, on ESPN's Now or Never, Mavericks owner Mark Cuban was optimistic about what the remainder of a season could look like.
I think it happens. No fans. And I think it's a Hotel California type deal where you check in and never leave. And so we'll do it in like a big hotel and set it all up so people come in, they get tested. We make sure they're safe. We make sure everything's just sparkling clean. And, you know, we keep them there. And play the games.
In California, the Santa Anita racetrack has received approval from Los Angeles County health officials to allow safe live racing to resume this Friday. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Got your tax return? Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Well, Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville. We're online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The next round of coronavirus relief introduced by House Democrats would increase direct payments to farmers by $16 billion. These funds are expected to supplement the already planned $16 billion in payments. Now, the legislation focuses on replenishing the Paycheck Protection Program and providing an additional round of direct payments to Americans. The bill includes multiple benefits for agriculture. The plan would increase the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefit 15%, provide additional donation and feeding programs of commodities like dairy. The bill also includes a proposed 45-cent a gallon payment of biofuel produced this year through May 1st as biofuel plants are closing amid a demand drop. Additional details of the legislation include $10 billion for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, another $75 billion for coronavirus testing, $200 billion funding for essential workers, and $1 trillion for state and local governments who need funds to pay vital workers. The House expected to vote on the package sometime Friday. Unit sales of agriculture tractors and combines in April rose in the U.S., according to the latest data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. The April increase puts total unit sales year-to-date roughly flat with 2019. Kurt Blade, Senior Vice President of Ag Services at AEM, said the COVID-19 crisis is certainly causing some uncertainty in farm income and ag equipment purchases for the balance of the year. U.S. total farm tractor sales rose 12.3% in April compared to 2019, while U.S. April combine sales inched up 4.1%. Year-to-date sales of all farm tractor units are down 0.6% for 2020, with combine sales down just a little bit over 10% for the same period. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, yesterday it was a mostly lower day as we recap the markets from yesterday first off. Responding from the WASDE reports, the grains finished mostly lower. Through the corn, we saw May corn finish down 3.5 to 320 and a quarter. July corn was down 4 to 318 and a quarter. Double-digit losses pretty much across the board for the wheat complex, Chicago Spring and Kansas City wheat all double-digit lower, including May Kansas City wheat down 25.5 cents to 458 a bushel. July was down 15 to 454 and a quarter. Soybeans also saw double-digit drops as May soybeans down 13 and a quarter to 836 a bushel. July was down 12.5 to 839 and a half. Soybean meal and soy oil also lower. May soybean oil dropped 35 points to 2563 and losses from there on. May soybean meal also sharply lower, dropping 340 to 285.20. Looking through the cotton complex, we saw July cotton drop 88 points to 57.46, with the other back months also sharply lower. Through the livestock, we saw June live cattle dropping 330 to 93.87, with August around 327 to 98.42. Feeder cattle also triple-digit lower, with May feeders dropping a full $2 to 125.30, with August feeders down 267 to 133.07. Lean hogs were a little bit volatile yesterday, but finishing mostly lower at the close, with May hogs down 2 cents to $68 even, and June down 345 to 57.87. Through the energy markets, a weaker day with June crude oil down 49 cents to 25.29 a barrel. Unleaded gas loses 6 cents a gallon back to 85 cents. Heating oil fractionally lower to 83, and natural gas losing a dime to 161. Silver and the dollar index trading slightly higher yesterday, though gold was a bit lower. Sam Speck with your markets through the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Has COVID-19 taken a bite out of land transactions? More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
One might assume, and I know assuming is dangerous, that with COVID-19 and the ag economy the way it is, that land transactions would have come to a screeching halt over these last couple of months. Ray Brownfield is with Land Pro LLC, and he spoke with Max Armstrong on the TV show This Week in Agribusiness.
Well, this time of year, usually they get slow anyway. Prior to planting, leases now in effect for 2020, so not unusual. But we've seen some cautiousness in the marketplace when we've had a few people say, let's kind of wait and see where this goes. We're still interested in buying land, but let's just kind of see where it goes for right now. So I'd say some cautiousness going on in the marketplace today.
I would imagine the commercial real estate is it's pretty much dead right now. Is that right?
That's probably the one that's the greatest affected, I think, by this whole situation is that we know some commercial real estate deals. We were not involved with them, but some that just the contracts, they said, no way, we're not going to do that right now. And frankly, that was going to be some 1031 tax deferred money that was going to go into agriculture. So we kind of lost on that to some degree. Hope it comes back. I think it will, but it's going to be slow.
So for those farmers who for years have been watching the city get closer and closer to their property and figuring that someday they're going to cash in and sell out to some developer, you're saying that may have to wait.
I think that's true. I think it's really an unknown, but I do think it's really going to slow that site down dramatically until, because it was slow anyway. And I think the really what you're going to see is probably more distribution centers go in, and they were going in anyway. Well, now with online being a huge shopping way of doing things, it's got to come to some place for distribution. So I kind of see that perhaps even getting greater. Anywhere there is near an interstate intersection that you can get into, it is amazing. We do think that a major software company has gone in out in DeKalb County and paid a huge amount of money. I probably shouldn't even quote it, but it's just money we can't believe that's going into that area just south of I-88. And I think they took 400 to 500 acres, and they're in the process of building right now.
He is talking about DeKalb County, Illinois, which is west of the Chicago area a bit. More from Ray Brownfield about land values tomorrow. Back after this.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 25 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. We had a brief shower moved across yesterday, and then more overnight. We had about a half an inch, just a little over half an inch here at the studios in Marysville. On the sunny side this morning, 64. Winds are light and variable. Middle 70s with a warm-up today on into the weekend. Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Start time 10:30. They'll have 40 crossbred steers and heifers weighing 4 to 600 pounds. 46 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6. Another 6 in that same weight range. 24 at 4 to 6. 8 Hereford steers weighing 5 to 6. 9 Charolais steers and heifers 5 to 6. 6 black heifers off grass weigh 5 to 6. 10 black steers 5 to 6 and a half. 20 black steers and heifers at 5 to 650, 14 weighing 5 to 675, 42 black and white face heifers, 675 to 775, 60 black and baldy yearling steers, 775 to 8, 76 black and baldy heifers, 775 to 8, and 60 black steers weigh 9 to 950. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Thursday, Mid-America Network Sports. As Major League Baseball players chew on a proposal to resume the season, the governor of Arizona says they can start anytime in his state.
This is a good news day.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says he's spoken with MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred and offered Arizona as the host for the season. The idea has been kicked around before, and why not? There are plenty of facilities, as the Grand Canyon State is home to about half of spring training. And Ducey says the state will be open as of even though the proposal slates the start the 4th of July weekend. Ducey also says he's not stopping at baseball.
The NBA, the NHL, the NFL, MLS are all able to play.
He says, of course, for now, the play would be without fans in the stands. I'm Jim Roop.
Other sports have considered playing the remainder of the regular season in hubs with several teams playing games in one location. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Looking for lively outdoor activities for the kids this summer? We will share one fun suggestion today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You're home. You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. What do you do? Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping. And now if you test your blood sugar 4 more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to get a new continuous glucose monitor at little or no cost, which may eliminate the pain of pricking your fingers and helps you make smarter diabetes decisions. Plus, we'll send you a 90-day supply and bill your insurance company for you. Get some peace of mind. Call US Med today.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 14th, the 135th day of the year. Film producer George Lucas has a birthday, and the final episode of Seinfeld aired on this night in 1998. Blowing bubbles is great outdoor fun for kids, and the bigger the bubbles, the better. You can find all kinds of recipes online for making giant bubbles, most of which includes combinations of dish soap, water, baking powder, and glycerin or corn syrup. But a group of physicists studying the structure of bubbles believe the secret ingredient for the ultimate giant bubble may be guar powder, a food thickener found in your grocer's baking aisle. A giant bubble competition sounds like a fun summer activity for the kids. Oh, and don't forget a giant hoop to dip into your bubble recipe. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
The tall weeds lay flat down on the hard, flat Kansas crown, and a sad song in her head kept blowing around. She barely even knew his name, but she liked the way he played the game. Everybody cheered when he scored that last touchdown.